بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم used to recite supplication during all occasions of his life. Happy occasion, sad occasion, when experiencing grief and anxiety, when waking up in the morning, before retiring to bed, before Adhan, after Adhan, before Salat, after Salat, before food, after food, when yawning, when sneezing. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam used to recite supplications, and if the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was very very particular about this supplication, that means these supplications are very very important for the success in this world and in the hereafter, or these supplications are greatly instrumental in achieving the success of this world and the hereafter. That is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was very very particular, and they are very small supplications. If we all make a firm resolution to learn one supplication per week, then at the end of the year we would have learned 52 supplications. And some supplications we can learn on a daily basis. For example, the dua before eating, Bismillahi wa ala barakatillah. How long does it take to learn? The dua upon sneezing, Alhamdulillah. When someone sneezes and he says Alhamdulillah, the dua is Yarhamukallah. When meeting each other, the greeting, that is also dua, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. When one greets you, Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. When drinking water, Bismillah. After drinking water, Alhamdulillah. So some are very easy to learn. Others, you can try to learn one per week. But a person will only be able to do something if he sets a target, if he makes a goal. And a person is only able to set a target or make a goal when he understands the importance of what he wishes to do. If we don't have any importance for something, we would not set a goal to achieve it. But if we have importance, that yes, these are supplications recited by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on a regular basis. So the first point we understand is that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would never do anything which was useless. He wouldn't waste time in anything that was futile. So he was on a regular basis reading these du'as. That means these du'as have a lot of worth, lot of value. Secondly, whatever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did in his life, he was inspired by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whatever supplications he was reciting, these supplications were taught to him by the Creator. And the Creator who created us, he exactly knew our need at every juncture, our need at every occasion, our need before every action, after every action. So he inspired the right words for the right time. So a person will not be able to find better prayers, better supplication, better adhiya than the ones taught by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Moreover, if one was to learn these supplications and these du'as and make a habit of reciting them, then one will find that he is in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout the day. When he wakes up in the morning, he reads Alhamdulillah alladhi ahyana ba'dama amatana wa ilayhi nushur. First thing, he is remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will get up, and after getting up he will go to the lavatory. So he will say before entering the lavatory, Bismillah, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-khubuth wal khaba'ith. He will come out of the lavatory, he will say, Ghufranak alhamdulillahi alladhi adhaba anni al-adha wa afani. When he starts wudu, Bismillah, atawadza'u li raf'i al-hadath. And after that, if he learns more, there are du'as throughout wudu. Allahumma ghfirli zambi wa wasi'li fi dari wa barikli fi rizqi. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to recite this dua whilst performing wudu. Now just look at the word, only three prayers. But it encompasses everything. Allahumma ghfir li zambi. Oh Allah, forgive my sins. Forgive my mistakes. So how many times does a mu'min perform wudu during the day? At least five times. Fajr, Zuhar, Asr, Maghrib, and Isha. And then a believer, when wishing to do some other good deeds, also performs wudu, but at least five times. Now, at least five times he will make this dua at least once throughout wudu. Allahumma ghfir li dhambi. Oh Allah, forgive my mistakes, forgive my sins. Wa wasi' li fi dari. Oh Allah, grant me a spacious home. Wa barik li fi rizqi. And Allah, grant me barakah in my sustenance. So Allahumma qfirli dhambi secures your hereafter. And wawasili fi dari wabarikli fi rizki secures your worldly life. Grant me a spacious home means a spacious home where I and my family can live with comfort. And spacious home means where everybody's hearts are big as well. So everybody lives peacefully in the home. So you have a peaceful life. And mubarakli fi rizqi, after getting a good home and a peaceful environment in the home, the second thing is rizq, sustenance. So Allah, grant me barakah in my sustenance. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants someone sustenance full of barakah, then when this sustenance full of barakah enters the human body, then Allah grants this body to do good deeds. So through this dua, he is safeguarding himself from a sinful life. So, oh Allah, Allahumma ghfirli dhambi, forgive my sins, whatever I have done in the past, and grant me rizq full of barakah so that in future I don't commit any sins. And wawasaili fi dari, oh Allah, grant me a spacious home where the home has a lot of space and every member of the family has a lot of space in their hearts, lot of love, lot of affection, lot of space to forgive each other, big heartedness, generosity for each other, feeling for each other. So these are the duas that are taught by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. And then after performing wudu, you reaffirm your faith. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. And then you make this dua, اللهم اجعلني من التوابين واجعلني من المتطهرين واجعلني من عبادك الصالحين.
again. Allahumma ja'alni min at-tawwabin. Oh Allah, make me from those people who after making the mistake turn to you. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, kullu bani adama khatta'un. Every human will commit a mistake. It is human nature to make mistakes. Only Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam are immune from sins. Others in the Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam, every person makes a mistake. Some less, some more. Kullu bani adama khatta'un. Every human makes a mistake. But from among these mistake makers, وَخَيْرُ الْخَطَّائِينَ التَّوَّابُونَ. But the best from these mistake makers are the tawwab. Those people who after making a mistake turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask for forgiveness. So every human is khatta. Every human is a mistake maker. Every human will make mistake. So everybody, other than the Anbiya alayhi wa salatu wasalam, everybody is a mistake maker. I am a mistake maker, you also make mistake, you also make mistake, you also make mistake, you also make mistake. So every member of the human race makes a mistake. But from amongst these people, who is khair? Khair means the best. Who is the best? Wa khairul khattain at-tawwabun. From these, the best are those who become tawwab. Because tawwab are the best, we are taught that after performing wudu, you must make this dua, Allahumma ja'alni min at-tawwabin. Oh Allah, make me from the tawwab. Make me also tawwab. And tawwab is he who after making a mistake turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma ja'alni min at-tawwabin. Waj'alni min al-mutatahirin. And make me from those people who are pure. Pure externally and pure internally, whose body is pure and whose heart is pure, whose body is pure from the filth of blood, from the filth of urine, from the filth of other dirt, and whose heart is clean from the filth of sin, from the filth of jealousy, from the filth of hatred, from the filth of so many other things, filth of love for fame, filth of love for wealth. Allahumma ja'alni min at-tawwabin wa ja'alni min al-mutatahhirin wa ja'alni min ibadika as-salihin. And Allah, make me from your pious servants. So from the time you wake up, if you learn this dua, you will always be remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And even if you become neglectful for a while, for example after performing the wudu, after performing wudu, you've still got 20-30 minutes left for salat. So you are in the home and you become neglectful. You started thinking about some other worldly affair, or you started thinking about some sinful activity. And suddenly you hear the azan. So as soon as you hear the azan, if you have learnt masnoon prayers, what will you do? You will pay attention, and as soon as the muazzin says, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, you will say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. So your neglectfulness will turn into remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the person who has not learned masnoon prayers, he will continue to remain neglectful. He will continue to think about filthy things. But here the one who has the habit of following the supplications of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam throughout the day, he will become neglectful, and then again he will become the one who remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he will start, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Ashadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, Ashadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Then when he hears Hayyal al-Salah, Hayyal al-Salah, he will say, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. When he hears Hayyal al-Falah, Hayyal al-Falah, again he will say, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Then Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah. Thereafter, he will recite Durood Sharif. And after reciting Durood Sharif, he will read the dua after azan. Allahumma rabba hadhihi ad-da'wati at-tamma was-salati al-qa'imah, aati Muhammadan al-wasilah wal-fadilah wab'athhu maqaman mahmudan alladhi wa'adta innaka la tukhliful mi'ad. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said that one who with attention listens to the call of prayer, to the azan, and he repeats the words of the Muazzin except in Hayya ala Salah and Hayya ala Falah, where he says La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azim. And after the Azan is completed, he recites Durush Sharif, and after Durush Sharif he recites Allahumma rabba hadhihi ad-da'wati at-tamma, the dua. Hallat lahu shafa'ati yawm al-qiyamah. My intercession, my sifarish, my shafa'at will become compulsory for that person. Such a small amal. Then again this person will become neglectful. He is talking with somebody, he is reading newspaper, he is looking here and there, and then he suddenly realizes, oh, I've got to go for namaz. So when he is leaving the home, he says to the family, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. See, he is remembering Allah again. One who supplicates continually, he will not become a victim of neglectfulness throughout the day. The spells will come, but again he will remember Allah. Then when he is leaving his home, he says, Bismillah tawakkaltu ala Allah wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Bismillah tawakkaltu ala Allah wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Bismillah, I leave this home in the name of Allah. Tawakkaltu ala Allah, I have put my trust in Allah. Wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. It is only through the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are able to perform good deeds and we are able to refrain from sin. اللهم إني أعوذ بك من أن أضل أو أذل أو أذل أو أذل أو أظلم أو أظلم علي أو أجهل أو يجهل علي. اللهم إني أعوذ بك من أن أذل من أن أضل. Oh Allah, I seek your refuge from going astray. أو أضل, I seek your refuge from somebody else leading me astray. أو أذل, I seek your refuge from sleeping from the straight path. أو أذل, or from somebody else sleeping me away. أو أظلم, I seek your refuge from oppressing somebody, because now I will meet so many people. أو أظلم علي, I seek your refuge from somebody oppressing me. أو أجهل, I seek your refuge from doing something which an ignorant person does. Aw yujhala alayya, and I seek your refuge from somebody else doing something which an ignorant person does. Something silly with me. This person will never become neglectful. And when he becomes neglectful, again an opportunity will come when he will remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said that when somebody reads when leaving home, Bismillah tawakkaltu ala Allah wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. A very short dua. Bismillah tawakkaltu ala Allah wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. An angel from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Kufita wa wukita wa hudita. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has become sufficient for you. Kufita. Wa uqita, Allah will safeguard you. Wa hudita, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide you. Allah will be sufficient for you for as long as you are outside. Allah will safeguard you for as long as you are outside. And Allah will guide you for as long as you are outside. Now, as soon as a person leaves the home, there are shayateen waiting for him to come out so they can lead him astray. When this person reads this dua, Bismillah tawakkaltu ala Allah wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, and one angel says that Allah is enough for you, Allah will protect you and Allah will guide you, one shaitan says to the other, Kaifa laka bi rajulin qad kufiya wa wuqiya wa hudiya. Are you going to try and cause harm to that person who is protected by Allah, who is guided by Allah, and for whom Allah has become sufficient? It's pointless, don't waste your time. There are so many benefits of these Masnoon prayers. So many benefits. Benefits, some of which have been mentioned by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and others we will only know in the hereafter. Others we will only know when we experience. For every occasion. When a person goes into the town center marketplace and he reads La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah,
له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت بيده الخير وهو على كل شيء قدير. The fourth kalima. Now if a person is attached to this supplication, again he will look at something very beautiful in this shop, something very attractive in this shop, something here, something there, and suddenly he will remember that my Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to recite the fourth kalima when in marketplace. So he will not become neglectful. What normally happens with such people is that they become neglectful for half an hour and suddenly they remember, so they recite the fourth kalima. Then they become neglectful another 15 minutes, again they recite the fourth kalima. They become neglectful for 45 minutes, they recite the fourth kalima. They will not remain totally neglectful. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever recites the fourth kalima in marketplaces, in shopping centers, in town centers, for reciting the fourth kalima once, Allah will grant him 1,000,000 rewards. 1,000,000. Now look at the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Very carefully look at the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For reciting one letter of the Quran, you are rewarded 10 rewards. من قرا حرفا من كتاب الله فله به حسنه والحسنه بعشر امثالها. And for reciting the fourth kalima, you are being granted 1,000,000 reward. Why? Why so much difference? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is somehow attracting you by giving you a big incentive to recite the fourth kalima. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, أَبْغَزُ الْبِلَادِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَسْوَاقُهَا. The worst places on the surface of this earth are the marketplaces. That is where people cheat, that is where people lie, that is where people become involved in lustful gazes, that is where people become inclined towards materialism, that is where people want to amass as much wealth as possible, as many material items as possible. That is where a person totally becomes neglectful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that marketplaces, town centers are those places where shaitan hatches his eggs. That means that is where shaitan prowls to lead people astray and make people his children. So such a place where a mu'min and a believer's iman was very, very dangerous. The only way to safeguard the iman and the deen was to be continually in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But knowing the human nature, it would be very difficult to put him in zikr when he is in the market. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of his kindness, said to him that if you go in the town center and if you recite the fourth kalima, I will give you 1,000,000 reward. So by offering such a big reward, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is being merciful and he is saving us from becoming neglectful in the town places. Look at the mercy and the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my very dear friends, my young friends, in this informal gathering of ours, I would like to urge all of you to make a resolution today that from now on, whatever masnoon du'as we already know, we will begin to read. Before eating, Bismillahi wa ala barakatillah. To read Bismillahi wa ala barakatillah before eating, you don't need wuzu, you don't need ghusl. You can read in any condition, Bismillahi wa ala barakatillah. And through this dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring you towards Him. He will make you closer. Bismillahi wa ala barakatillah. Before drinking anything, Bismillahi ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Before opening the door, Bismillahi ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Before closing the door, Bismillahi ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Before beginning to cook, the lady should read Bismillahi ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Before beginning to serve the food, Bismillahi ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Before doing anything good, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كل أمر ذي بال لم يبدأ فيه ببسم الله فهو أخطأ. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, every good work that is not initiated with the name of Allah سبحانه وتعالى loses barakah. In order to put barakah in any good work that you are doing, you should start with بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And acquire
a book on masnoon supplications, masnoon prayers, and try to make it a point of learning one dua per week. You will find a book on their radiant prayers and start learning duas from there, one by one, one dua per week. Next year, inshallah, when we are sitting here together, you would all have learnt at least 52 duas. And I'm sure you all know 10, 15, 20, 30 already. So you would have learnt nearly 100 duas by next year. And you would be practicing 100 supplications. And through this supplication, you will acquire so much barakah in this world, so much barakah in the hereafter. Because these du'as were inspired to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they are the right du'as for the right place. You will not be able to find a better formulae of du'a for any particular place than the one taught by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You will be remembering Allah, you will be praying to Allah, your connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase, and you will be following the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. And after the prayers of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there are certain prayers that the pious predecessors used to pray. These are also inspirations from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the inspiration of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is wahi. And this is, inspiration means inspiration. But it is also from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they also have a lot of barakah. And this topic came in my mind after drinking a glass of water. Before drinking, you say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, and after you say Alhamdulillah. And it is narrated from a companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whose name I cannot recall at the moment, that after drinking water he used to read Alhamdulillahilladhi saqana ma'an azban birahmatihi وَلَمْ يَجْعَلْهُ لَنَا مِلْحًا أُجَاجًا بِذُنُوبِنَا. Alhamdulillah, all praises be to Allah. الَّذِي سَقَانَ, who gave me مَاءً عَذْبًا, who gave me sweet water to drink. Who gave me water that is sweet to drink. بِرَحْمَتِهِ, only through His rahmah. I did not do anything to get sweet water. وَلَمْ يَجْعَلْهُ لَنَا مِلْحًا أُجَاجًا بِذُنُوبِنَا. And I am very, very sinful. But despite my sins, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not make this water salty nor bitter. There are so many places in the world where you take out water, it is salty. You take out water, it is bitter. They cannot find sweet water. So despite my sins, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not make this water salty for me, nor did He make it bitter for me. I praise Him that He gave me sweet water to drink. Alhamdulillah, الَّذِي سَقَانَا مَاءً عَذْبًا بِرَحْمَتِهِ وَلَمْ يَجْعَلْهُ لَنَا مِلْحًا أُجَاجًا بِذُنُوبِنَا. Now when you read these prayers and when you praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through these words, imagine how happy Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will become, number one. And number two, imagine the inner state of yourself changing, your thoughts changing. Allahu Akbar, Allah is so kind to me. But yes, it's true. There are places where these people can only find salty water. There are places where people can find only bitter water. And right from childhood, wherever I have been, I've always found sweet water. So Allah has been very kind to me. If Allah has been so kind to me, should I be disobeying Him or should I be obeying Him? The inner thoughts will change. The thinking will change. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. And may Allah ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to value this blessed month. And may Allah ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to make resolution, firm resolution, keeping the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the hereafter in mind during this blessed month. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all Laylatul Qadr. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to value every second of the remaining days of this month, mm-hmm. and may Allah save us from becoming neglectful and wasting any moment of this blessed month, mm-hmm. and thereafter the whole life. Mm-hmm.